George Washington was the first president of the United States. He served from 1789 to 1797. He was a famous general who led the American colonists to freedom from British rule, and he presided over the convention that created the U.S. Constitution. He wanted to retire from public service and return home. But the country's founders wanted him to move to New York and serve as the American president. Washington accepted the job as his duty. Washington was sworn in as president in 1789. He had to invent the job of being president for all future presidents. He established a group of advisors called the cabinet, as well as the nation's official money. He appointed a 6-member Supreme Court, and he created the Department of Foreign Affairs, now called the State Department. He hoped to act in such a way that future presidents could continue to build on what he began. From the beginning, George Washington was careful to establish a good working relationship with Congress. By his actions, he confirmed the separation of powers of the 3 branches of the government, as described in the Constitution. Historian Joseph Ellis says one of the best things about George Washington was his ability to give up power. At the end of the Revolutionary War, George Washington returned his sword, and at the end of his second term, President Washington simply returned home. Like many plantation owners, Washington was a slaveholder. By the end of his life, Washington opposed slavery. He left a will ordering his survivors to free his slaves after his wife's death. 3 years after he finished his second term as president, Washington fell ill. On December 14, 1799, he died in his bed, surrounded by his wife, enslaved maids, and friends. He was 67. I'm Jill Robbins.